With SRN Sports, I'm Jeremy House. Interleague play, the Baltimore Orioles get a 10-0 pounding from the San Francisco Giants.
Blake Snell allowed one hit and struck out 12 over six innings to earn his fourth win. Baltimore has now lost seven of their last nine as they try to stay close to the Yankees in the AL East. The Giants got the only run they would need in the first when Mike Yastrzemski led off with a solo homer off starter and loser Albert Suarez. The game got out of hand in the ninth when the Giants scored six runs off Orioles reliever Craig Kimbrell.
That's correspondent Craig Heist reporting. Other interleague winners included Houston and Oakland. In the National League, winners were Miami, St. Louis, the New York Mets, Cincinnati, Philadelphia, and Colorado. In the American League, winners included Minnesota, Tampa Bay, Detroit, Texas, the LA Angels, and New York Yankees. This is SRN Sports. Staying with baseball, Bobby Witt Jr. became the first shortstop in Major League history with multiple seasons of at least 30 home runs and 30 steals when the All-Star swiped second base in the first inning of Tuesday night's game against the Detroit Tigers. Witt has 31 homers this season, including a grand slam in the series opener Monday night to go with 30 steals. The 24-year-old had 49 steals last season when he hit the home run he needed to reach 30 games with three games left in the season. And in college football, Tennessee has announced a price hike for football tickets starting in 2025, with most of the increase going specifically to help pay players. The increase will notes that a new 10% talent fee will help pay the proposed revenue share for athletes. This is SRN Sports.